who've been a part of some distinctive collaborations. In her 20-year career, she sung with Graham Parsons, Willie Nelson, George Jones, Neil Young. In 1986, she brought her crystal clear vocals to the LP Trio with Dolly Parton and Linda Ronstadt. It earned her a Grammy, her fifth. Like Chet Atkins, Emmylou is credited with revitalizing traditional country music with new sounds. One of the real treats in this holiday celebration will be the chance to hear Emmylou and Irish vocalist Mara O'Connell work out a few songs together. And we'll also hear the fine songwriting and keyboard work of Mike Reed. We've allowed a little musical license on this acoustic Christmas, the mellow tones of his electric keyboards. Backing up the whole group is Sam Bush, mandolin, Mark O'Connor, fiddle, and Dave Francis, guitar. Present as both performer and master of ceremonies is Steve Warner. In the last 10 years, he's had a lot of country hits, many of which he wrote. He's also an inventive guitarist, a noted protege of Chet Atkins. Atkins, along with Mara O'Connell, Mark O'Connor, Nancy Griffith, and the Chieftains, played with Steve on his album Christmas Memories. We should also mention that Steve Warner was born on Christmas Day, so it seems only natural for him to gather some friends, run through a few numbers, and throw a music party.
One of the things that's so appealing about this to me, you find a few mistakes here and there because it's unrehearsed, you know. It's a couple songs and no one wanted to end it, you know. but I think that is the appeal, that it's just a bunch of friends sitting around having fun, playing some Christmas songs, and there's going to be, it's like if you were in a living room with some people passing around a guitar playing and singing, there's going to be a few little mistakes here and there, but I think that's the appeal. It's real fresh and spontaneous.
Two more days of Christmas shopping, hustle, bustle, never stopping, too much left for me to do, no time to relax. Running here and running there, fighting traffic everywhere, cash is thin and credit cards are charged up to the max. I can't help but wonder, is it getting out of hand? What's happened to that old time Christmas cheer? I'm another weary shopper in this crowded line I stand, and I vow I won't do this again next year. But on Christmas morning, with the presents waiting underneath the tree, on Christmas morning, with my family by the fire close to me, when I look into my children's eyes, it's then and there I realize it's more than worth the price I have to pay. 'Cause on Christmas morning, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Everybody, I'm Steve Warner. Welcome to an acoustic Christmas with our special guest, Mr. Mike Reed. Ireland's premier female vocalist, Mara O'Connell, Warner Brothers Records. And Emmylou Harris. We're glad to be here tonight at the historic RCA Studio B, and I'd like to introduce you to a man that is very familiar with Studio B here at RCA. The legendary Chet Atkins.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. What are we going to do now?
Well, let me look here. What are we doing? Away in the manger is what we're going to do, Chad. You're going to do it. We're going to all kind of help you out here.
We're doing a program of Christmas music, but they told us that it could be seasonal, which opened up all kinds of doors. And actually, I did a Christmas album about 10 years ago, and I chose some songs that maybe weren't traditional Christmas songs, but seemed to have the spirit about them. This is one of those songs, and it was written by an old friend of mine named Rodney Crowell. danger zone. Angel, angel, tell me what we do with us. No life.
That's Sam Bush on the mandolin there, folks. Next up is a guy who knows about hit songs. He's a great songwriter.
I'm not sure you were going to say a guy who knows about hits.
Well, have you? It's probably been said about you, hasn't it, about hits?
Yeah.
He used to play, he was an all-pro lineman for the Cincinnati Bengals since a few years back, and is now a hit songwriter, Mike Reed.
This keyboard makes me look like Schroeder, doesn't it? In the age of electronics, for those of you in the radio audience, I'm playing a 9-foot concert grand. This is a favorite old spiritual of mine. I love this song.
With this next lady on my recent album that I did this summer called Christmas Memories, and she is a fabulous singer, as I said earlier, from she's Ireland's premier female vocalist as far as I'm concerned.
True.
Maura O'Connell.
No one can tell you otherwise, so. Unless of course you're in Ireland, but anyway, thank you. I got a chance when I was so thrilled to be invited to do this. As you can imagine, I'm just chuffed to be up here with all these great people. But I'm going to do a song that I often heard and wondered how I would ever incorporate this into something that I would do. It's a Joni Mitchell song, and it's called River. It's kind of set around Christmas. It's not really a Christmas song, but it's set around Christmas. It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer and singing and songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Oh, but it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away. Oh, I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. I wish I had a river I could skate away. Tried hard to help me, put me at my ease. Lord, he loved me so naughty, made me weak at the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I've gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away. I would teach my feet to fly. I wish I had a river I could skate away. Down trees, putting up rain, singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away.
I'm gonna do some of my favorite old songs here, and y'all are welcome to join in, whoever feels like it.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all you nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that we no more may die. Born to raise each child of earth, born to give a second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. The first Noel the angel did sing was to certain poor shepherds in fields. In fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 they looked and saw a star shining in the east beyond the far, and to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued both day and night.
Mistakes in there on the guitar, just for, you know.
Yeah, some people come in looking for those. Reviewers of shows, they always listen for mistakes, and you threw in a couple.
I thought I'd throw a couple in just for them.
Just holiday gift.
Don't want to disappoint anybody. I'm going to do a song here, and I'm supposed to sing it, but after all these good singers, I may chicken out. But this is a tune I wrote with John Knowles a few years ago for a Christmas album, and it's called East Tennessee Christmas, because I'm from East Tennessee, don't you know? And I got some memories in there about East Tennessee. You're going to love it. I'm hoping that someday it may be the anthem of some small country. Christmas calling to me, hang up the stocking, light the tree, wrap all the presents, save one for me, wait for old Santa Christmas Eve. On my own, it's a Tennessee Christmas, and I'm going home, picket steel. On my own, a Tennessee Christmas, and I'm going home.
Get around to a traditional Christmas song at some point, but like Mara, you know, there's a song that I really loved, and I saw this as a chance to perform it for the first time. I heard it a couple years ago. It's written by Richard Thompson, and it's not about Christmas, really, but it's about a lot of things. I think it's about searching for innocence, which is something I think that we try to do at Christmas. Oh, she danced in the street with a velvet around her, all torn like a rag doll, barefoot in the rain. And she sang like a child, "Tora day, Tora daddy, oh, how will I ever be simple?"
Stroke of luck years ago to get a chance to write some songs for Ronnie Millsap, wonderful singer, and we had developed a relationship, and it came time to him, for him to make a Christmas album, and he asked me if I had any Christmas songs, and I hadn't, although I had a title I thought would be kind of neat, and this was in May, and he said, "We're going to cut this album in July," so my wife made some eggnog. I put a fire in the fireplace, got out a big old heavy sweater, put it on, and went to work. And I wrote this little song for the children. This is a children's Christmas song. Actually, you know, for everybody, I think. But And we killed two birds with one stone. We got on the, Ronnie recorded it. It's on his Christmas album, and I do the heavy sweater, sweated off about 7 or 8 pounds that May. This is called Only One Night of the Year.
There's a magic light in the stars tonight. It shines with a wondrous gold. There's a whisper of love in the silence of a gently falling snow. There's cookies and milk on the table, ribbons on bright candy canes. Every child who is able has their nose to the window pane. 'Cause for only one night of the year, you can see flying reindeer. And if you believe in Christmas Eve, there's no telling who will appear. With his whiskers and pipe, he comes only one night a year. It's a sugar plum world of cinnamon swirls and a hint of pine wood in the air. As the church bell chimes, I count 12 times and slip into my easy chair. Watch the fire die to an ember and drift into a winter dream of a magical night in December. Faith in a sight unseen. And for only one night of the year,
yeah,
you can see flying reindeer. And if you believe in Christmas Eve, there's no telling who will appear. With his whiskers and pipe, he comes only one night. If you believe in Christmas Eve, raise a glass of good cheer, 'cause wishes we might, it comes only one night a year.
I'm going to sing a song now. All of us here are musicians, and I see quite a few of them out here in the studio audience. I'm sure there's some aspiring musicians out in radio land, and I think we'd all agree that the best thing that you could give a musician's family for Christmas is peace of mind, because they're always wondering what you're up to or what you're doing or if you really are crazy. And this next song is a song that was written by a friend of mine called Paul Brady. He was Irish, and he wrote this a few years ago, and you know, it takes a long time for a musician to actually believe they're crazy. They think it for a very long time, and one day it finally dawns on them, yes, I'm crazy. And to turn around and try to explain that to somebody who loves you, that you do go out and spend half your life wandering around the world, is very difficult for them to understand. So this is kind of a song of saying, it's okay, I know I'm crazy, but I care about you and you care about me. So this is a song called Helpless Heart. Thank you.
sitting here inside the strangest place. Time is racing by. I've been way out here for a month or more, and tonight I'm wondering why. You try to understand the things that I feel. Maybe this time I find a way to explain it. 'Cause there is a dream deep inside my head, and it may seem like it's breaking the thread that holds me to you. Still you have never wanted to change me, but darling I know, though we're far apart, the signal is strong. From the place I belong to where only the strong get through. And you've got to keep on believing or you lose your way, 'cause it slips right out of you. Oh, and there are days that I can flicker and fade, but here in this place tonight a fire is burning. 'Cause there is a dream breaking the thread that holds me to you. Still you have never wanted to change me, but believe me I know, though we're far apart, the signal is strong. This helpless heart will always belong to you.
Dave Francis on the acoustic guitar there. I want to do a song for you that was also on for my new Christmas album on MCA Records, Christmas Memories. And I want to ask a good friend of mine to come out and play some fiddle with me, Mark O'Connor. The great Mark O'Connor. That's right, Chet.
He was born in the hay, a cold
and from far they all came to kneel by his side. Presents they did bring him, his holy name we praise him. Hallelujah, our Savior.
Tuning on the guitar and a capo, it's real confusion when I watch it. I have a tune that's one of the Christmas carols that's not so worn. You don't hear it too much. I produced it with a few people years ago, and I think maybe I may have recorded it. It's written by a couple of pretty good writers. Longfellow wrote the words, and Johnny Marks of Rudolph fame did the melody.
Studio B here. Did you?
About three dozen.
They said Elvis Presley did a Christmas album here, I understand.
Yeah, he did all of his recording in this building, just about. I think he worked next door once. And then we recorded the first time over on McGavick Street, about a block and a half from here, you know.
Yeah.
And that is now the Jim Owens television production place. But I made a lot of records in here, Steve. It brings back a lot of memories when I walk in, don't you know?
Yeah, I bet it does. First thing I ever did with you was in this building.
I thought it was. I was going to ask you.
It was a test stuff. You know, we I think you wanted to hear my voice on tape, you know, just to, that was when I was hitting up on you real big time for a record contract.
No pressure.
No pressure. No, I was like, I was scared to death. Not only with, you know, with Chet, but also being in RCA Studio B, you know, but. You want to sing one, Emmy Lou?
Well, okay. Well, this is a Christmas song because it's called Christmas Time's A-Comin', and I don't really think it can be interpreted as being about anything else. And, this is my up-tempo number for the evening. I don't have too many of them.
Emmylou Harris, Christmas Time's A-Comin', a tune by Tex Logan. She was joined on this acoustic Christmas celebration by fellow guitarists Chet Atkins and Steve Warner, singer Mara O'Connell, and Mike Reed keyboard. Also pitching in was Sam Bush mandolin and guitarist Dave Francis. Earlier, we heard from fiddler Mark O'Connor. The setting for this special holiday performance is the RCA Studio B in Nashville. We're going to pause for a moment. When we come back, a closer look at the colorful, tuneful history of Studio B, and more music from Steve Warner and friends. I'm Noah Adams. This is NPR National Public Radio.
Music necessarily is just a little piece of history there, and it'll always be very special to me.
Steve Warner and Chet Atkins are once again in Studio B, this time with friends Emmylou Harris, Mara O'Connell, and Mike Reed. Mara O'Connell is a newer member of the Nashville music community. She spent 2 years singing with the Irish traditional group Dedannan. On their tour of the United States, she picked up influences of jazz, gospel, blues, and American traditional music. It also inspired a move to Nashville. As a singer, Mara is hard to categorize. The songs she chooses come from all over the musical map. Her powerful voice gives a new twist to all of them, contemporary or traditional. Sharing the stage with Mara is keyboardist Mike Reed. He's already made a name for himself in Nashville writing songs for Ronnie Millsap, Bonnie Raitt, Joe Cocker, Reba McEntire, and others. But earlier in his career, Mike Reed was an all-pro defensive lineman for the Cincinnati Bengals. He toured as a pianist in the off-season with the Cincinnati, Dallas, San Antonio, and Utah symphonies. Now, after winning 2 Grammys for his songs, an ASCAP Songwriter of the Year award, he's recording for Columbia Records, putting his own rich baritone to his compositions. The backup musicians include mandolin player Sam Bush. He's one of the founders of Newgrass, a blend of rock, jazz, country, and blues, using traditional bluegrass instruments. His band, the Newgrass Revival, won critical acclaim, and he now performs regularly with Emmylou Harris. Playing fiddle on a couple of tunes is Mark O'Connor. His talent at nearly every stringed instrument has brought him recognition in music circles since he was about 10 years old. Guitarist Dave Francis, who tours regularly with Mara O'Connell, rounds out this group. Now, Mike Reed continues our acoustic Christmas.
Well, it's true, I am Irish, and this is a traditional Irish hymn, the Christmas Carol. I never actually knew a traditional Irish Christmas Carol until a few years ago, that I had to do one for a show I was doing in the north of Ireland. So I learned this from an album that was brought out by the monks of Glenstall Abbey, this sort of reclusive order, and it's called, it's a very, very, it's medieval carol. It's called The Darkest Midnight, and I'm going to get a note from Dave. The darkest midnight in December, no snow nor hail nor winter storm shall hinder us for to remember the babe that on this night was born. We shepherds, we are come to see this lovely infant's glorious charms, born of a maid, as the prophet said, the God of love in Mary's arms. Ye blessed angels, join our voices. Let your gilded wings beat fluttering all, while every soul set free rejoices, and every devil must adore. We'll sing and pray that he'll always may our church and clergymen defend. God grant us grace in all our days, a merry Christmas and a happy end.
Great, Mark. I gotta ask you this. Tell us about Christmas in Ireland. I mean,
it's cold.
I hear that song. And I...
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Most people that come over for Christmas to Ireland never actually, you know, keep coming over year after year. This, in fact, will be my first Christmas not being in Ireland.
Oh, is that right?
Sad. Most people go to their home. It's kind of like Thanksgiving is here. It's a real family holiday. I don't know if Christmas is as much, but people seem to make more of an effort for Thanksgiving here. But in Ireland, it's Christmas is the big one, the big blowout, and it lasts a complete 12 days. It's not your two-day thing here. It starts, I think, well, it starts actually on the 8th of December, and it goes on until the 6th of January. We surely know how to make a great Christmas out of it.
What part of Ireland are you from?
I'm from County Clare, which is on the west coast.
West coast. Oh,
the very
nice.
Beautiful part. Of course, Donegal is very nice, too. And Dublin is very nice. And they're all lovely. They're lovely. But we kind of have a little bit of everything in County Clare. Well, I'm looking forward to Nashville at Christmas. It should be just fun.
Nashville.
Doesn't
she? Well, I was raised up in a little town up in Indiana, just about 15 miles north of Indianapolis, which kind of brings me to the point of a song that I wrote with my good friend Roger Murrah, who happens to be in our audience. He's my neighbor now in Franklin, Tennessee. But with the help of Mark O'Connor, we're going to do it for you. It's called Hometown Indiana. Christmas time again, hometown Indiana, and Mama's baking cookies for us all. While Daddy plays the fiddle and sings Christmas time's a-coming, outside a peaceful snow begins to fall. They say you can't go back, but I go there every winter, every time I smell the Christmas tree. Down by that railroad track, our house is still standing, and it's full of love just like it used to be. At least it's standing in my memory.
walls have come between us, but we're closer now than ever, even when we're not together every year. I still feel the feelings, and I'll feel that way forever. Hometown Indiana's everywhere. They say you can't go back, but I go there every winter. Every time I smell a Christmas tree, down by that railroad track, our house is still standing, and it's full of love just like it used to be. At least it's standing. At least it's standing in my memory.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
Your house really by a railroad track, Steve?
You know what? Roger and I were writing that song, and that point came up several times.
Oh, I did.
It rhymed. It's so convenient. It becomes so convenient to say
you didn't count on
the rhyme
like me bringing it up.
But well, you know what? The fact is, I did live by railroad track for many years. We lived right with just several feet from the tracks, and I remember my bedroom wall would shake when the train would come through. So it's true.
The wrong side.
Yeah, which
side? It was the right side. It was the right side, I think.
This is Chet. All you folks, the singer that sang so beautifully for you a while ago,
The Ledge.
And this is, I guess it's the most popular Christmas song around. It must be.
Mark says, do I know this? I'm told I do.
Chet, will you be doing the part tonight where they scream and throw babies in the air? Or?
Well, they don't throw babies on this one.
Okay.
I didn't include that in the program tonight. Because we don't have time.
Okay,
all
I've enlisted the help of Mara here. This is... Oh! Just sprung it on her. This is a song I recorded about 10 years ago, and it was on the Christmas album, and it was...
I'd have to do that.
If you're going to be in country music, honey, you got to do a Christmas album. Don't you watch
CNN? I could do sort of reggae version of stuff. I don't know.
Oh, well, just do what you've been doing at night. It'd be gorgeous.
Oh,
this is an old traditional lullaby, and sort of decided to make it a Christmas song because it was about a baby, and Jesus was a baby at Christmas. And that's why we're stretching things a little bit. And we're going to list some help of people who are going to play all the strange chords. We got keyboards, we got everything we need. So cover us, fellas, whatever we do. I need a chord to start. Sweet babe, a golden cradle holds thee. Soft thy mother's arms enfold thee. Fairest flowers are strewn before thee. Sweet birds warble o'er thee. Shoo, shoo, shiloh.
This is Mike again. I always feel left, you know, keyboard players are not a welcome addition to Nashville. Do you ever notice that? He came to Nashville with his keyboard on his back. You just never hear somebody described that way. Well, as Emmy Lewis has said, there are a lot of seasonal songs that are not exactly Christmas songs, but they're seasonal. And I have a good friend, Alan Shamblin. He's a wonderful, wonderful songwriter. We've written some songs together, and we love this song we wrote. It's a song of faith. You know, this is difficult times we live in for all of us. Faith is a difficult thing to muster, but in fact, it probably is the thing that gets you through the difficult times. Faith in whatever it is you need to believe. Or as somebody said, sometimes you need to believe to see, right? As opposed to the other way around. So this is gonna do this song called Walk on Faith. We have come to the place in our love where faith must be stronger than fear. For if true love is our destination, through every storm it must always be clear.
surest way to get there from here is to walk on faith and trust in love. Just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley is so wide, stumble and stride, everything inside wants to give up. You just walk on faith and you trust in your love. Farther on beyond the shadows of our doubt, we will live where true love never dies. And though the road that we must travel is uncertain, there is a truth in our hearts that never lies. It is by such grace we are bound to rise. If we just walk on faith and we trust in love, just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley is so wide, stumble and strive, everything inside is telling you to give up. Just walk on faith, and you trust in your love. Walk on faith, and you trust in love. When the valley is wide, everything inside is telling you just to walk on faith.
In a space for myself. I'm going to sing a song now that bears no relation to Christmas except that emotional mishaps happen all year round, and I'm sure one or two of them will happen this Christmas too. This is a John Hiatt song, and it's called When We Ran, and I've just recorded it, so I'm excited about it, so that's why I'm singing it. Could have been the kiss of my life. You could have been the death of me. It could have been that I was just too scared to wait around and see. It could have been a guardian angel. I could have been the wind. Besides the buttons on our shirts, darling, what else did we leave undone? When we ran, when we trying to tell you that I'd never known a love so strong. Maybe in the shadow of the night, we just couldn't tell right from wrong. Now maybe it's a real life story, living with this sad. Maybe it was just a
something that I can't forget. And we ran. We ran. We ran. Maybe it was time slipping through our hands. You only had to see the world. But we thought about it twice. And we ran. We ran. Oh yes we did. We ran. Maybe it was time slipping through our hands. Right through our hands.
Maura O'Connell. Could I talk you into playing with me here, Chet?
That one.
Let's do that one.
The one you rehearsed. Oh, I broke the spell,
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and from God our heavenly Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Not as good as the record, but it's...
It's
all right.
It's
an instrumental next to you.
Yes.
Could I tell you? I play it. I started out, right?
Yes, you do. We do need some fiddles on this, I think.
I say this with a lot of conviction and confidence and truth and everything. We got two of the greatest musicians in the world back here.
That's right.
Sam Bush on the mandolin, Bill Monroe's favorite mandolin player. And the great Mark O'Connor. You should always say that when you mention his name. Yeah. We haven't rehearsed this, but they know it.
Backstage, somebody mentioned something about Christmas stories, and you kind of made a face like, oh,
do you have any
Christmas stories? Or
I don't have any stories. I had a very boring but wonderful, a series of Christmases growing up. And
There you have it,
right?
Then, okay.
Sorry about that. Well, this is a Christmas song. This is probably my favorite of all the old Christmas carols. And, Mara's once again going to help me. She's going to come in and just so that you don't think there's anything wrong with your radio set, when she comes and starts singing, it's going to be in a different language, so.
That's right. I'm going to do it first in Irish.
Yeah, so.
No, it's not a bad pronunciation.
Silent night,
Nightmares about this moment. When you get into the music business, one of the rules, they hand you a sheet with rules on it, and one of the rules, it's in the top five, is do not follow Mara O'Connell and Emmylou Harris singing Silent Night with anything. Certainly nothing that anyone recognizes. So holidays are home. We tend to think of home, so this is a home song. I grew up in a small town in Pennsylvania. It was on the outskirts of Altoona. I'm sure you've been there, haven't you, Chad?
Remember that railroad?
The Horseshoe Curve. Oh, you had been there.
Oh, I used to travel that during the war, yeah.
Yeah, the Horseshoe Curve, it's called.
Yeah.
And actually, I'm from a suburb. It's called Juniata Gap. The main industry there is jury duty, so it's a pretty small little place. This is a song about going home. This is called Turning for Home, which seems like I do quite a lot.
Night is breaking clear, in the distance a boy and his daddy riding an old John Deere. Supper's on the table, sun quitting time is nigh. Set these wheels for the barn, it's time that you and I. Harper. kick off these working shoes, rest my weary bones, say a prayer for sun and rain on the fields that we have sown as we are turning for home. There's a letter in the mailbox from a young boy out at sea. His mama runs from the kitchen, she opens it up and reads. When the moon is on the water and there is no land in sight, I close my eyes and I'm with you and in my dreams each night. I go turning for home, kick off my traveling shoes and rest these weary bones. There's a part of my heart, no matter where I roam, it's always turning on.
Yeah, Mark.
I was once a wanderer on the wings of a restless wind. And then I met your mother and I felt my life begin. We found the final answer the moment we held you. It was on a winter morning, child, that she and I first knew that we were turned. Settle down on a piece of ground we might call our own. Here is where I'll stay till they write my name in stone. And I am turning, yearning,
racking my brains trying to figure out how I'm going to turn this into a Christmas song, and I can't figure it out. So we'll try and bring you on to after Christmas. We usually have the new year, and the new year is all about making new resolutions, right? So this next song is about kind of taking your life, turning it around, and making it go your own way. It's another song by Paul Brady, and it's called Crazy Dreams. And there's a blizzard blowing in from off the river. It's 10 below out on these city streets, but the feeling in your heart is even colder. The sunrise screeching down the line, and the fog bank's running out of time. But you won't be here when they bring it back tomorrow. You're tired of dreaming someone else's dreams when they really don't include you any longer. Yeah, miles from home you're running out with each day, and you need a good man's love to keep you stronger.
lately you've been getting doubts, and a voice inside keeps calling out that someone else's dreams won't get you goodbye. Don't let nobody stop you at the doorway. And close the shutters on this empty room, where those crazy dreams come crawling to devour you. And head on out across that night, where he's been waiting all this time, and tell him that you want him there forever. Still 2 hours till this plane gets down. I can hardly bear to wait another minute. Your sweet loving is all that I need, and darling, it's been building up inside of me. Tonight we're gonna paint the town. We're gonna drink champagne until we both fall down and find some other crazy. Tonight we're gonna paint this town. We're gonna drink champagne until we both fall down and find some other crazy dream
O'Connell. Yes. Yes, I want to say a great big thank you to the Country Music Foundation for all their help and support with this show tonight. And how about a great big hand for all the great musicians and artists up here? Aren't they great? Yeah. I think it's time to say Merry Christmas. And I guess go home with this song here. Thank you all for being with us tonight in Nashville, Tennessee for an acoustic Christmas. I remember this song.
Oh, you're gonna tell us when to stop.
Start or stop?
Stop.
Yes, I am.
We're gonna have the credits roll over this.
That's right.
Yeah, the credits are gonna roll any minute.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, and the fire is so delightful. Since we no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It shows no signs of stopping. I brought some corn for popping, and lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying,
and my dear, you say goodbye. As long as you love me so,
let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let It Snow, wrapping up this special performance, An Acoustic Christmas. Joining Steve Warner in the holiday spirit were Chad Atkins and Emmylou Harris, Mara O'Connell and Mike Reed, with Sam Bush, Mark O'Connor, and Dave Francis. This performance was recorded December 4th, 1990, in the RCA Studio B in Nashville, Tennessee. Recording engineers were Jason Stelluto and Kirill Wheeler. Thanks to Jim Smith and Muddy Hole Remote Studios. Studio engineers were Leo DeLagula and Patricia Gordon-Hammond. Writer and producer was Margaret Howe, with production help from Rolando Arrieta and Andy Trudeau.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out of the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm.
The fire is slowly dying, and my dear will say goodbye.
long as you love me so. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Play one, Chad.
Special thanks to Lance Cowan and the staff of Vector Management, Lisa Eubank, Linda Ludwig, Alan Stoker, and the Country Music Foundation, Kevin Marks, and member station WPLN in Nashville. I'm Noah Adams. Merry Christmas to everyone.
Support for this program is provided by NPR member stations and the NPR Arts and Performance Fund. Contributors include the National Endowment for the Arts and the Amundsen Foundation. This is NPR, National Public Radio.